Carissa Larry at the 92nd National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, reporting for FFA Today. I'm here with Carla De La Cruz, State Treasurer for Wyoming, for the first ever opening ceremony in Spanish. Could you tell us about where you're from and what this means to you?
Yeah, so I'm currently from the small town of about 1,000 people in Pine Bluffs. It's in the middle, it's a very mid corner of the south and the east corner. I can walk to Nebraska and probably bike to Colorado, but it is just a small little town in Wyoming.
And so could you just tell us, for over the couple of years for the FFA, it's been diversified in many ways. And what ways would you say you have contributed the most?
Oh, I think it's just bringing in those members who are just too scared to join because they're not seen as the average American farmer. Just bringing in those students and incorporating them in any way that I can. If they want to do something, encourage them to the most in their abilities so they can do it.
And out of the 72,000 that are registered this year here for the 92nd National FFA Convention, everyone has a story. Where did your FFA story start?
It's actually quite a funny story. The only reason I joined FFA was because of a boy, let's be honest. I was actually a band geek, and I just wanted to follow my dreams and to be a band person, but then my most important band teacher left, and then I joined agriculture, and then that's where I noticed that I absolutely loved the atmosphere, and I absolutely loved everybody that was there. It just strove with me. I've come from a farming background, but I know the absolute struggles that farmers go through, and I did not want that in my life. But then I saw how farmers can just go on and be who they are and how successful that they can be because of the family that they grow.
And so what do you look forward to in the future here for the FFA?
Oh, I just hope that they keep continuing this diversity, bringing in so many other competitions. I know the state of Washington right now is doing a Spanish-speaking creed, and that'd be great to bring in that diversity, not just only in Hispanics, but in all ethnicities, so that they can really get the true blood of having this diversity in the national FFA organization.
Carla De La Cruz, State Treasurer for Wyoming. This is Carissa Larry here at the 92nd National FFA Convention, reporting for FFA Today.